"We'll find out tonight," Ruth said. She let go of Latham's chin and held out her hand. "Come along." The morning after Governor Rexroot's briefing with Candace Alford, Ralph Hilch was sitting behind his own desk in the Kulu Embassy dumper, receiving a condensed version of events from Jenny Harris. One of the ESA assets she ran in the sheriff's office had asked for a meeting and told her about the trouble brewing in the Qualheim counties. All well and good. It was nice to see the governor couldn't fart without the ESA knowing, but, like Rexroot before him, Ralph was having a lot of trouble with the concept of an Ivet uprising. "An open revolt?" he asked the lieutenant skeptically. "It looks that way," she said apologetically. "Here, my contract gave me a fleck of the surveillance satellite images." She loaded it into the processor block on Ralph's desk, and the screens on the wall began to show the Qualheims' motley collection of villages. Ralph stood in front of them, hands on his hips, as the semicircular clearings cut into solid jungle appeared. The treetops looked like green foam broken by occasional glades and virtually sealing over streams and the smaller rivers. "There's been a lot of fires," he agreed unhappily, "and recently, too. Can't you manage a better resolution than this?" "Apparently not, and that's the second cause for alarm. Something is affecting the satellite every time it passes over the Qualheim territory. No other section of Amerisk is affected." He gave her a long look. "I know," she said. "It sounds ridiculous." Ralph gave his neural mnemonics a search request and returned his attention to the screens while it was running. "There's certainly been some kind of fight down there, and this isn't the first time Schuster County has come to our attention." The neural mnemonics reported a blank, so he opened a channel to access his processor block's classified military systems file, extending the search. "Captain Lamborn reported that nothing ever came out of the Marshal's visit last year," Jenny Harris said. "We still don't know what happened to those homestead families." Ralph's neural mnemonics told him that the processor block file couldn't find a match for his request. "Interesting. According to our files, there is no known electronic warfare system which can distort a satellite image like this." "How up-to-date are the files?" "Last year's." He walked back to his seat. "But you're missing the point. Firstly, it's a wholly ineffective system. All it does is fuzz the image slightly. Secondly, if you've gone to all the trouble to tamper with a satellite, why not knock it out altogether? Given the age of Lalon's satellite, everyone would assume it was a natural malfunction. This method actually draws attention to the Qualheim." "Or draws attention away from somewhere else," she said. "I'm paranoid, but am I paranoid enough?" he muttered. Outside the window, the dark rooftops of Durringham were steaming softly in the bright morning sun. It was all so cheerfully primitive, the residents walking through the tacky streets, power bikes throwing up fans of mud, a teenage couple lost in each other, the tail end of a new colonist group making their way down to the transients' dormitories. Every morning for the last 4 years he'd seen variants on the same scene. Lalon's inhabitants got on with their basic, modestly corrupt lives and never bothered anyone. They couldn't. They didn't have the means. "The thing which disturbs me most is Rexroot's idea that it could be an external group attempting some kind of coup. I almost agree with him. It's certainly more logical than an Ivet revolt." He rapped his knuckles on the desktop, trying to think. "When is this posse of Candace Elford's setting off?" "Tomorrow. She's going to start recruiting her deputies this morning. And incidentally, the Swiveland is one of the boats that will be carrying them. Captain Lamborn can keep us updated if you will allow her to use a communication block." "Okay. But I want at least 5 of our assets in that group of deputies. More, if you can manage. We need to know what's going on up in the Qualheim counties. Equip them with communication blocks as well. But make sure they understand they must only use them if the situation is urgent. I'll speak to Kelvin Solanke about the issue. He's probably as keen as we are to know what's going on." "I'll get on to it," she said. "One of the sheriff's elves is sending belongs to me anyway. That'll make placing assets among the deputies a lot easier." "Good," Well done.